Hello, we're at the 2026 AILA conference in San Diego, where thousands of the top immigration attorneys across the United States have gathered. And we're going to introduce you to some of them and ask them the questions that have been on your mind. This is Scott Berry with Immigration Nation. We're here with one of the top attorneys. He's in Houston, Texas, and his name is Jorge Munoz. Jorge, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.
Tell me a little bit about what you're experiencing on the ground level right now with family immigration. What's going on?
Okay, but right now the main concern is usually detention, because this government is acting in a way that is very aggressive. One of the issues that is most common on the consultation is what happens if I am detained. And it's very difficult to answer that question right now. Basically, the law, depending on where you are, you might or might not have the right to request something that is called a bond custody determination. In some jurisdictions, like in the Fifth Circuit, Texas, you cannot, unfortunately. The only way that you can do it is through an habeas corpus, which is federal litigation, which is obviously demanding.
But you can handle a habeas case, right?
Yes, we are doing it, yeah. Last week, we have a big win in a case that, a detained was released on Houston, on Conroe Detention Center. Basically, even after a decision that is well known in the Fifth Circuit that is called Buen Rostro Mendez, in that decision, the Fifth Circuit says that basically the government is right and that they do have the authority to detain people until a decision is reached on their cases. But after that decision, we have to use other arguments, due process arguments, constitutional arguments. And based on those arguments, we got my client released.
Have you had any other big wins?
I'm super happy today. I just got another person released on Louisiana, which is probably one of the most difficult jurisdictions in the whole U.S. It's very conservative. And there, basically, we argue that she is part of a class that was determined by a judge in California in a very recent decision. There is an stay of the policies that this government is implementing against people who has humanitarian relief pending, like the case in my client case. She is a beneficiary of a U visa, and what basically that court order says in California is that anyone who has a pending application cannot be persecuted or detained, like the case of my client. And we just got her released. The case was terminated by the immigration judge, which is amazing. Currently, it's very difficult to see terminations on courts, right? Because remember, Scott, that those immigration judges depends on the executive. So in other words, they depend directly from the president. And we know that the policies that are being implemented right now are totally anti-immigrant. So that's an issue. So it's a big win. We're happy.
Yeah, so Jorge, maybe that's even another reason why someone might try to not handle the immigration themselves and hire someone who is a professional.
Definitely. This is not time to play with your future. Best advice that I can give is you have to have an attorney.
Yeah. And so if you'd like to speak with Jorge, would you share the best way for people to contact your firm?
For sure. We're located in Houston and also in Charleston, South Carolina. Immigrandoconjorge.com, that's our webpage, or also our telephone, which is 346-576-5000.
Excellent. Thank you, Jorge, and have a good conference.
Thank you very much, Scott.
We have one of the top attorneys who's actually in Texas right here, Irene Mugambi. Irene, thanks for saying hi.
Hi, Scott. So nice that we saw each other away from home.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're both from Texas, so this is really good. So, Irene, we've been seeing a lot of stuff about what happened with adjustment of status and the phones ringing with people having questions. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. So in May, I think it was May 21st, USCIS issued this memorandum that scared all of us, including our clients. And it basically stated that they were heavily going to disfavor people being able to adjust their status in the United States. So as a result of that, people got very nervous because they're like, well, I've got a pending adjustment application. Can I even get my green card here? Do I have to go back to my home country? And if I leave, can I come back? So there was a bit of clarification that came down from the administration. And with that clarification, they are saying, I guess sort of saying, it's still there. That is still possible. Now, you do have to prepare your case differently. Some of the interviews that happened that week after, the officers were asking 3 to 4 very specific questions. Why can't you go back? Just really weird things.
Yeah.
And they've kind of paused on that. Correct. They've paused on that. So at this time, adjustment of status is still available. But I do have to say, exercise a tremendous amount of caution and document your case in a manner that helps you show that you are worthy of having your adjustment done here and not be sent out of the country and separated from your family. And then there's additional hardship that comes as a result of that. There may be waivers needed as a result of that. So this isn't a time to just fill out forms and check boxes. It's a time to really assess and evaluate and document your case.
Because if potential client tries to do something themselves and makes the wrong move, it could really be detrimental.
It is the most dangerous thing they can do right now, because the government is not going to overlook anything, even if it's a mistake. So what happens is they're putting people in immigration court, and people are just like, I did not realize I was going to end up being put in deportation proceedings.
So you were mentioning earlier that the adjustment of status is really for people that already are on an existing visa. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, so typically adjustment of status is available to people who are married to U.S. citizens or have U.S. citizen adult children, for example, filing for them, but they have to have entered lawfully. So typically people who came here overstayed their visitor visas. International students come here, they may start a family here with somebody or start dating and they get married. People who come on J visas, just every letter on the alphabet, it's called the alphabet soup for the most part. If they are in a relationship or have an employer that's filing for them, as long as employment is different. I'm not really going to go into employment-based immigration because I really don't do that. I'm going to stay with family.
Okay.
So with family, typically, even if they've been here 15 years, 20 years, they would still be able to get their green cards here without leaving. This administration was starting to say that was a loophole, and they were closing the loophole. Yeah. So we are carefully continuing to look at cases, and it's better you legalize yourself if you're able to than not legalize yourself, because then you're probably at worse risk.
Yeah,
correct, if you have an avenue to do that. So again, it's just very good advocacy that's needed right now.
So this is a time, people, if you have a visa, you really need to stay on top of it, get professional help from top attorneys like Irene. Actually, I'll share with you how to get a hold of her if you want to have a consultation and maybe ask some questions. Will you share that information, Irene?
Yes. So we are found on the internet at www.dfwfamilylawandimmigration.com. We also have a phone line. People who don't want to go online, they can call us. It's 214-631-0055. We offer consultations online. We can do Teams, we can do Zoom, and we can do phone calls. And we are happy to see your face if you want to come in and meet with us. We do not want to inconvenience people if they are not able to leave work to come in. We'll work with them based on their availability.
Well, let me point something out that I think people may appreciate. So the National Association of Immigration Lawyers is having this massive conference, and they've allowed a few people to be speakers, guest speakers, to talk on topics that they're very familiar with and have a lot of thought leadership around. And Irene, you're going to get a chance tomorrow to have one of those conversations.
Sure, right? Yeah, I've got some. That. Yeah, great. Yeah, I've got, it's basically the interview tango. It's the adjustment of status interview tango, where you take your client in for an interview. It could be a Stokes interview. Stokes means where the government wants to separate people and see see if they are actually living together before they can approve the application. So it'll be a really good panel. Everybody on there is a seasoned lawyer. So we are very excited about putting together this presentation that is most needed right now, because adjustment of status is a very scary topic for people right now. And as lawyers, we want to be able to provide those resources to our membership and also to their clients indirectly. So,
So Irene, congratulations on being chosen. Irene is also quite a leader in the organization, so it's common for her to be on panels and be a guest. So thank you for spending time with us and for your insight.
Thank you, Scott. Always good seeing you.
Hello, I'm here with Nadine. Nadine, I have a question for you. She's an immigration attorney based out of Florida. A lot of people have on their mind right now, like they're seeing stuff on social media, immigrants that have status issues, and it's a scary time no matter what. But the more you see on social media, I think that's maybe making things worse and raising people's anxiety. As an attorney who deals with this every day, what would you say to someone who has some anxiety around their status and is seeing things on social media and all? What should they think?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that this, you know, social media craze right now, you log into TikTok, and if you are an immigrant, you're probably getting bombarded with tons of information about USCIS is no longer doing this, Trump is canceling that, and, you know, while some of it might be true, I always recommend going directly to the source, right? The government website, either USCIS.gov or court websites, or, of course, getting a consultation with a reputable attorney where you can check the reviews, someone that is going to be able to give you real answers and not just like what was published, but how the legal community is interpreting it and whether or not you should be panicking or anxious about it at all. Like the recent AOS memo, everybody was freaking out and TikTok's like, nobody can file adjustment anymore. And a week later or less, like DHS walked it back, right? So a lot of the AILA community was very much like, we're gonna keep functioning business as usual, because, you know, you can't fall to the tactics that this administration is unfortunately employing.
Yeah, it seems like things change, you know, every week, or at least every month, right? Which is, you know, fine. I mean, as attorneys, you guys can play in that field. I mean, this is, you know, it's legal changes, which you guys are, you know, really on top of. So what's that like? Is it a little bit challenging for you guys?
It's definitely challenging. And I will say, being at this conference with all of this legal tech, I will say tech is helping. AILA, of course, always helps us keep appraised of all the new information. But as attorneys, yeah, we have a duty to stay on top of what's the latest thing USCIS is doing, what's happening in court, et cetera, and all the new policy changes. So it has been difficult. If you have an immigration lawyer, like, be kind to them. We are, you know, struggling with our community of immigrants as well. But it's a rewarding job, so we're here.
So fighting. Nadine is not only an entrepreneur, but she's a very popular immigration attorney. And so would you just kind of introduce your firm to our consumers?
For sure. So I have a boutique firm in South Florida. We are virtual. We help clients all over the United States and outside. And our specialty is helping business owners, entrepreneurs, anybody in STEM communities or with specific professional abilities obtain a green card without any sponsor or, you know, a U.S. petitioner.
Yep. So, Nadine Navarro, how would they contact you?
So you can contact our office at 786-734-1671. Or you could also reach us at info@navarroimmigration.com.
What would you say to someone, a legal consumer, that might be thinking about filing their own, given everything that's going on in the immigrant environment right now?
Yeah, so I've been practicing like about 18 years or so, and this is definitely not the climate to be pro se. I know there's a lot of tools out there, you know, people are going on ChatGPT, Claude, Copilot, all that stuff, but you know, there's so many policy changes at the drop of a hat, and really it's dangerous because a denial can lead to being input in immigration court proceedings, and so I would just heavily suggest leaning on an experienced immigration attorney during this time.
Yeah, there's a lot at risk here, right?
So much at risk. I mean, there's ICE detention, there's immigration court, it's really some tough times, unfortunately. I've never seen it really this bad as a practitioner. But, you know, we're hoping that it's going to be short-lived, but we just have to get, you know, to the other side of the situation.
Would you tell everybody, just give them your name and tell them a little something about your firm?
Yeah, my firm's Powers Law Group, started in 2009. We're full-service immigration practice with also with estate planning. We're based out of Houston, Texas. We also do habeas and removal defense, detention, employment, investment, and family, complex citizenship cases. So we collaborate with a lot of attorneys around the country in the world on U.S. immigration matters, and I'm really just glad to be here at the American Immigration Lawyers Association conference. I've been coming for about over 20 years, I'm really excited to continue to learn and to connect with other attorneys.
So how could a legal consumer get a hold of you? What's the best way to contact you?
Oh, they can reach us at our number, 713-589-2085, rubypowerslaw.com. It's called Powers Law Group. You can find us online and schedule a consultation, and we go from there.
Excellent. Ruby Powers, nice to meet you, and hope you have a great convention.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This podcast has been prepared for general information purposes only and is not legal advice. This information is not intended to create, and receipt of it does not constitute an attorney-client relationship.